My name is Rebecca Dix. I'm a Middler, and I will be sharing the Advent Devotional for Saturday, December 7th, 2013, written by the Reverend Dr. Nancy Lomaster, Class of 2011, Pastor of Central Presbyterian Church. The devotional for today is based on Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. The countryside around the Kibbutz Galon in the Shephelah region of central Israel is crisscrossed by seasonal streams called wadis. These wadis overswell during the early autumn rains in October and the late spring rains in April, but throughout the long summer months, the wadis become as parched as the land that surrounds them. Amos speaks the word of the Lord to the wayward nation of Israel, where the wealthy enjoy ease and privilege, while the poor they oppressed thirst for righteousness and justice. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing wadi. It is a paradoxical image. Wadis are, by their very definition, not permanent. Imagine the relief, the impossible dream of having a dependable, never-ending source of water in an arid land. Imagine the joy and profound blessing of unfailing justice throughout a society, especially for the most powerless and vulnerable. Thus the words delivered by the prophet serve as a double command. The Lord commands the powerful of ancient days and of today to be extravagant in their generosity and prodigal in their care for their brothers and sisters. Such is the worship that delights the Lord. But it is ultimately God who acts to bring the deep justice and the righteousness that truly satisfies. And with the coming of the day of the Lord comes the loving, gracious, awesome, and holy judgment of our sovereign God, who commands and transforms creation in order to bring God's redemption to all humankind. It is God who acts, through the coming of God's promised Messiah, to establish God's eternal kingdom of righteousness for which we all search and thirst. Please join me in prayer. Holy God, by your Spirit, fill me to overflowing with Christ's righteousness, that as your redeemed child, I may today accomplish one deed or speak one word that demonstrates the justice that marks your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, the one whose coming we await. Amen.